राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवन धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वंदारी, यमुना तीर वंदारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद, गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव,
हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये, नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 29 श्लोक 60। ಯೇನೈವಾರಭತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ತೇನೈವಾಮೂತ್ರ ತತ್ಪುಮಾನ್ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಹಿ ಅವ್ಯವಧಾನೇನ ಲಿಂಗೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಯೇನೈವಾರಭತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ತೇನೈವಾಮೂತ್ರ ತತ್ಪುಮಾನ್ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಹಿ ಅವ್ಯವಧಾನೇನ ಲಿಂಗೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಯೇನೈವಾರಭತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ತೇನೈವಾಮೂತ್ರ ತತ್ಪುಮಾನ್ ಭುಂಕ್ತಿ ಹವ್ಯವಧಾನೇನ ಲಿಂಗೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸ್ವಯಂ. ನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಯೇನೈವಾರಭತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ತೇನೈವಾಮೂತ್ರ ತತ್ಪುಮಾನ್. ನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಯೇನೈವಾರಭತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೇನೈವಾಮೂತ್ರ ತತ್ಪುಮಾನ್ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಅವ್ಯವಧಾನೇನ ಲಿಂಗೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸ್ವಯಂ. ಯೇನೈವಾರಭತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ತೇನೈವಾಮೂತ್ರ ತತ್ಪುಮಾನ್ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಅವ್ಯವಧಾನೇನ ಲಿಂಗೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸ್ವಯಂ. ವಟ್ ಟು ವಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ವಟ್ ಟು ವಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫೋರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಶಿಲ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ. ನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ನಾರದ ಸೇಡ್ ಏನ ಬೈ ವಿಚ್ ಏವ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಆರಭತೆ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ತೇನ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಏವ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಅಮೂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಫ್ ತತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಭುಂಕ್ತೆ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅವ್ಯವಧಾನೇನ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಲಿಂಗೇನ ಬೈ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮನಸ ಬೈ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪರ್ಸನಲಿ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜ್ ನಾರದ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಗೋ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಆರ್ ಸಫರ್ ದಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಚೇಂಜ್. ಬರ್ಬೋದು. ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೂ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಹಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಗೋ. ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಔಟರ್ ಕವರಿಂಗ್. ವೆನ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಡೈಸ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಗೋ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅನದರ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ. Although the gross body is apparently changed, the real root of the gross body, the subtle body of mind, intelligence and ego is always there. The subtle body's activities, be they pious or impious, create another situation for living entity to enjoy or suffer in the next gross body. Thus the subtle body continues whereas the gross bodies change one after another. Since modern scientists and philosophers are too materialistic and since their knowledge is taken away by illusory energy, they cannot explain how the gross body is changing. The materialistic philosopher Darwin has tried to study the changes of the gross body, but because he had no knowledge of either the subtle body or the soul, he could not clearly explain how the evolutionary process is going on. One may change the gross body, but he works in the subtle body. People cannot understand the activities of subtle body and consequently they are bewildered as to how the actions of one gross body affect another gross body. The activities of the subtle body are also guided by super soul. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a super soul is always guiding the individual soul, the individual soul always knows how to act according to reactions of his past karma. In the other words, the super soul reminds him to act in a such a way. Therefore, although there is apparently a change in the gross body, there is a continuation between the lives of an individual soul. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uthapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshadharine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vancha Kalpa Tarubhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I welcome all devotees to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So I seek blessings of all senior Vaishnavas, especially Radhisham Prabhu, Revatipati Prabhu, Gopal Jambu Prabhu, so that I can speak something for my purification, whatever I heard from lectures of Srila Prabhupada, lectures of Guru Maharaj and books of Srila Prabhupada and all senior Vaishnavas. So here, so wonderful allegorical story. Narad Muni is summarizing to King Prachin Barhishad. So I was thinking, let me also start with some allegorical story following in the footsteps. So once there was a very big merchant. So he had four wives. So first wife, he used to give so much time. And he used to give so much time to her most of the part of the day. And next wife he was having, that was like an advisory board. Whatever, where should we purchase the land, which company share we should purchase. So these kind of advices he used to take from that wife. And third wife, he used to show off. He used to take third wife in a public to show off that how beautiful my wife is. And fourth wife, he used to ridicule her and all vessels in a house she should wash. Whole house only she should clean. Everything only she should cook. So this kind of task he used to give to her. Then in due course of time, that merchants become very much old and he gets cancer, and doctor tells him that last week is remaining, so you should prepare now to leave this body. Then that merchant becomes so much frightened, and then he called all his wives then his all wives one after another start leaving him, that we will not stay with him now, he is of no use for all of us. So first wife, he used to give so much time. She explains, though he will not now entertain me much, so I will give him up. And second wife, that was like advisory board. He used to take so many advices. She also tells that now I will find somebody else, some other husband I will find. And third wife, he used to show off. She also decides to leave him and live with somebody else. And fourth wife, till the fag end of his life, she so much serves him. She will bring medicine for him. She will cook everything for him. She will clean his stool and urine. Then at the end of life, this merchant realizes who was his real life, who was his real lover. He realized all these first three wives, they were epitome of selfishness. So this allegorical story explains us very wonderfully that first wife, he used to give so much time, that is his own body. That wife is his own body. She will not come with him at the end of, after his death. So people give so much time to their body, hours and hours they stand in front of mirror and they go to gym. And after coming from gym, hours and hours, first day itself, they start looking in the mirror. How much cuts my body have got? So then the next wife is advisory board. That advisory board is relatives. He used to take so many advices. Relative also, they don't come. They come only till crematorium. After that, they will not come further. So they also bade farewell to him, that will not come with us. And third wife, he used to show off, that is money and property. That merchant used to show off in the people. And that wife says that, I will not stay with him, now I will stay with somebody else. Means the whole property, now that will shift it to somebody else. And can you imagine who is fourth wife? That is Paramatma in the heart. So, jivan ke saath bhi, jivan ke baad bhi. So, Paramatma will be there with this life. So, Prabhupada ends this purport with the explanation of Paramatma. So, Paramatma will, till the end of our life, also next life, he will be there with us. So before it becomes late, we should realize as early as possible who should be the object of my love, who should be object of my, who should be my aspiration. So Prabhupada is explaining very wonderfully in the purport that modern people, they don't know this fact, especially this Darwin, that this within this body there is a subtle body, there is a soul. So therefore, all these kind of philosophies, like Darwin is heading, they come from illusory potency of Lord. So, in Hamsaguya prayer, Daksha Prajapati prays to Lord that, I salute you over this illusory energy, because of whom the whole world is bewildered. Tribher gunamair bhavir, evihidham sarvam jagat, mohitam nabhi janati lokumam ajam avhyam. The whole world is bewildered by these three modes, and the whole world is bewildered by your material potency. All bewildering philosophies in this world come from your illusory potency. So how strong that illusory potency will be? The whole world is now in the lap of that energy. So many people are having their own philosophies how to lead the life, their own ways. So each mode carries kind of philosophies to lead the life. So mode of goodness, they have their own philosophies. Mode of passion, they have their own philosophies. Mode of ignorance, they have their own philosophies to lead the life. So therefore, the whole training is to change our aspirations and to discard these kind of philosophies and to have the philosophy which is given by Lord. That is Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we come in contact with Vaishnavas, we, in our beginning days, we have some different aspirations in the life. But when we come in touch with devotees, our aspirations start changing. They start developing towards lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whole Krishna consciousness training is to come in association with Vaishnavas and change our aspirations in our life. So here now, this purpose of the Krishna consciousness training is to change our subtle body and discard the aspiration in mode of passion, goodness and ignorance, and make it to transcendence. We have to transcend the three modes and come to the pure goodness. So there is something called as Shraddha and Swabhava. So Shraddha is called as a value system. So when we come in contact with devotees, our value system, our Shraddha starts changing. So people have various Shraddhas in various modes. There is a PhD. 6 years people spend, how is the digestion system of a mosquito? 6 years people spend. There is PhD on a ghost. PhD on a ghost. People research for 6 years how ghost looks like. So once one devotee asked Mahavishnu Maharaj, one devotee is haunted by the ghost, what should we do now? So Mahavishnu Maharaj told that everybody is already haunted by Pancha Mahabhutas. So you should plan how to get rid of this ghost, five gigantic ghost. So thus, when we come in contact with devotees, we change our Shraddha. So people, they do the PhD, how to increase the life of a soap bubble. There is a whole big course on that. So such petty aspirations people have, but people, when they come in touch with devotees, in their subtle mind, just being in temple with devotees, in their subtle mind, they start changing their aspirations. Their value system in life, it starts getting changed. So, but there is another thing is called as Swabhava. So even though our value system may change, but our Swabhava, which we have cultivated since time immemorable, it doesn't allow us to live as per the value system, as per the Shraddha we have cultivated. We know everything. Gita, Bhagavat, all philosophies, we learn from devotees. But the Swabhava which we have cultivated since time immemorable, so that doesn't allow us to come up to point of our value system. The whole training is then to shift our paradigm, to bring our Swabhava to the level of Shraddha. The whole training, but it is not a one night show. It requires training, it requires time. It is not an easy task, it is not a joke to bring our Swabhava till the point of our Shraddha. So, therefore, the whole training is for that. And so there is a huge gap between our value system and our Swabhava which we have cultivated. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagavan ki, Shri Jagannath Balde Subhadra Maya ki, Nitai Gaur Chandra Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. But Vishwanath Chakra Thakur explains this Shraddha and Swabhava in his commentaries of 11th canto. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur further expands those definitions. Like, we have so much gap between our Shraddha and Swabhava, so it is quite natural. So, should not get depressed that our Swabhava is not coming up to the standard. and we should not be so much proud that I am evolving. So both this becoming proud and becoming discouraged, both are harmful for our spiritual life. So even though our swabhav is not up to mark, still we should go on, and Krishna is there to help. So Krishna explains, like, to cultivate knowledge and renunciation is very difficult, but when we come in devotional service, it automatically develops. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janeti Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Haitukam. So this knowledge and renunciation plays a big part, but Krishna explains that even though you lack somehow in knowledge and renunciation, you maintain devotional service unto me and I am there to help. So even there are many examples, devotees are lacking in knowledge and renunciation, but they maintain devotional service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna overlooks in these cases knowledge and renunciation, but it is not the excuse not to cultivate knowledge and renunciation. So in case of Brahman Patnis, they were not up to mark compared to Brahmanas in terms of knowledge and renunciation. But they maintained devotional service to Krishna and they won the game. So that is the thing. So Krishna explained, no matter whatever happens, you should focus yourself onto my devotional service. I am there to help. Even though something happens less and more about knowledge and renunciation, I will look over it. So this is the thing. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur further expands this Shraddha and Swabhav definitions. He explains, the one who overlooks the difference between Shraddha and Swabhav in others' lives, he becomes Dharmatma very soon. Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. So in that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the commentary that who becomes Dharmatma? One who overlooks this huge difference between value system and swabhava of living entities. Very soon he is going to become a Dharmatma. So he is teaching us to how to lead a life of Adoshadarshi, how to overlook the faults of others. So that is the thing. So it is a matter of training to come up to the point, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur advises us to overlook this difference and go on in devotional service. So till the time our swabhav gets evolved up to the mark of our value system, Krishna explains, have patience. Krishna very wonderfully explains in Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. So, yadruchaya mat kathado jata shraddhastu yah puman na nirvinno na pisakto bhakti yogasya siddhida. Somehow or other, if you have developed faith unto my stories, my discourses, so keep going on and don't be too much attached to material life and don't too much be detached. In this way you go on and one day you will achieve the perfection. Karmis are too much attached to material life and jnanis are too much detached. But Krishna advises, don't become too much detached, don't become too much attached and go on in devotional service. So devotees strike a right balance between material enjoyment and between detachment. So Krishna explains further in Uddhava Gita, till the time you come up to the mark, have patience, and then Krishna explains, perform Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Till the time you get evolved up to the right swabhav, cultivate Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Krishna explains, Tavat Karmani Kurvita Na Nirvidyeta Yavata Matkatha Shravana Dova Shraddha Yavana Jayate. So, have your faith unto my discourses till the time you get up to the mark. So, in scripture there are so many examples devotees are lacking in knowledge and renunciation. We gave example of Brahman Patnis like Jambavan, Angad, and Kubja, and Shabri. These all are the examples lacking in knowledge and renunciation, but they keep focusing on Krishna and they keep focusing on devotional service. And finally, they are now glorified compared to those who cultivate knowledge and renunciation. So here, now Narad Muni is explaining to Prachin Bharishar to change his value systems. Prachin Bharishar's value system was in too much mode of goodness, being so much overwhelmed with rules and regulations, rituals. He was performing so many rituals. So Narad Muni explains him, now enough of it. Cultivate devotional service. So therefore, there is huge difference in the heart of Prachin Bharishar. His value system got changed. So he evolved and he started meditating unto Supreme Personality of Godhead. I think he went to Siddhalok to further his devotional service. So Narad Muni, by his own example, teaches us the factors which are important to evolve our swabhav. By his own example, Narad Muni teaches us. So Narad Muni, he takes the roles of a sadhaka, but he himself is a very pure devotee, evolved devotee. His birth is directly from heart of Brahmaji. So various munis, Rishi munis are from various parts of Brahma. Somebody from head, somebody from shoulder, somebody from navel. But Narad Muni is directly from heart of Brahmaji. Because he represents devotional service, he is personified devotional service. But by his own example, he explains us how much important is there to associate with devotees, elevated devotees, to change our value systems and bring our sabhav till the point of our value system. To bring our sabhav, to evolve our sabhav. So, 4 months, Bhaktivedantist came to Narad Muni. Narad Muni's mother served with so much heart to this Bhaktivedantist. And in this way, Narad Muni assisted his mother. Uchishtalepan anumodito dvijay sakrats mabunje tadapast kilbisha tadevam vishuddhasya chetasa tadevatma ruchi prajayate saddharma evatma ruchi prajayate. So Narad Muni ate uchishta but taking permission. So we should use uchishta but after taking permission, and that also of elevated souls. So Narad Muni took permission and ate remnants, and his consciousness got evolved. Although he is a pure devotee, but he is acting to teach the sadhakas. So Bhaktivedantist, he got the remnants and his saddharma evatma ruchi prajayate. His swabhav started getting changed. So then once what happens, his mother, while doing her daily household duties, a snake bites and she meets with the death. And Narad Muni then explains, so I got favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you can see how his value system getting evolved. So a 5-year-old child, can he consider a death of a mother to be a blessing of Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Narad Muni explains, tadaham tadishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsata anugraha manyamanam pratishta disham uttaram. So Narad Muni considered this as a favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always desire a welfare of his devotees. Tadaham tadishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsita anugraha manyamanam. I considered this as a great favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratishta disham uttaram. He started walking towards north to getting enlightened. So many people start walking toward north just to have a good time, to have a darshan of Agra ka Taj Mahal and Bibi ka Maqbara and what or not all. So they live towards north. So this is their value system in mode of passion. But Narad Muni went for enlightenment. 5-year-old boy. He never went to see the good sides. His only role was to getting enlightenment. Svitanjana padams tatra puragrama vrajakaran kheta kharvata vatishya vanani upavanani cha. While going on the way, he saw many, many big cities, many, many villages, many, many forests, many, many mountains, and many, many valleys. Svitanjana padams tatra puragrama vrajakaran kheta kharvata vatishya vanani upavanani cha. But he neither got frightened because of huge jungles, nor he became stuck up to enjoy those very beautiful nature. He started walking towards north. So there is also another reason people start walking towards north. Generally, they become fed up in their family. We used to be in our childhood. Fathers used to tell mothers, now don't trouble me much. Otherwise, I will start towards walking north and I will never come back. So mood is to get rid of this family affair and to this daily trouble. But Narad Muni's mood was to getting enlightened. So he neither become too much overwhelmed with the journey, nor he became frightened of a huge forest. So he started walking and he got enlightened. He got darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Supreme Lord gave him a wonderful Veena. Devadattam imam Veena Svarabrahma Vibhushitam Murchaitva Harikatham Gayamanas Charamiham. So Lord gave him a beautiful Veena. Narad Muni took that Veena and started traveling all over the world, all over universe, to change the value systems of various souls. So Narad Muni is having a various span of counselees. One is Mrugari, one is King Prachin Bharishat, two extremes. One is Dhruva Maharaj and another is anybody else? Prahlad Maharaj. So various span of devotees. So very special counselor. So then he started traveling all over the world. Namani anantasya hatatra papathan guyani badra nikritani cha smaran gampariyatan tushtamanagrata spruha kalan pratikshan vimado vimatsara. So I took this Veena and started traveling all over the world singing the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hatatra papatham, without any stoppage, and gampariyatan tushtamanagrata spruha, all over the world he started traveling. So, this is the change of heart. So, Narad Muni is explaining by his own example. So, then Dhruva Maharaj also comes in contact with Narad Muni and Dhruva Maharaj also changes his value system. So, Dhruva Maharaj's value system was in mode on passion. He started meditating to gain a kingdom which is far better than a Brahma also. But when he followed the advice of Narad Muni, he got enlightened. He says that famous verse, Kachan vichinon api divyaratnam sthanabhil ashi tapasisti toham tam praptavam veda munindra guhyam swamin kritartosmi varam nayache kachan vichinon api divyaratnam swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. He explained, I sat to meditation to gain a kingdom more than a Brahma, but I realized now whatever I was finding, I was meditating, I was aspiring, that was the broken pieces of glasses. Now I got such a valuable jewel. Kachan vichinvan apidivyaritram swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. So Narad Muni got such a wonderful jewel of devotion, Dhruva Maharaj, by blessings of Narad Muni. So to change our aspirations need a constant association of elevated souls. So, kshanardhena api tulay na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam ki mutashisha. So one moment of such association which is far valuable than a swarga, far valuable than swarga. So then what to talk about, and far better than getting rid of this cycle of birth and death. So what to talk about the blessing of this material world. So there also demigod also, they discuss with each other what not we have done to come to this place. So this is such a nasty place, we can't meditate on Supreme Personality of Godhead here. Kim duskrutairna kratubhis tapavrute danadibhirva yujjena falguna nayatra narayana padapankaja smritish pramushtat atesha indriyotsavat. So their value system also getting evolved, their sadhakas. So they told that what not we have done to come to till this place. But what place is this? We can't even meditate on Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a big role is there to have constant association of elevated souls. So these great souls are showing by their own example. So another factor to have focused to change our swabhav, these are the scriptures given by Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anadi bahirmukh, anadi bahirmukh jivi Krishna bhuli geva atave Krishna ved purana karila. Krishna gave scriptures to us because we have forgotten Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore Krishna comes as a literary incarnation as a Vyasdev, and very wonderfully writes the scripture. Till the time of Satya Treta Dwapar, there was no need of any books. There was no need because everybody was Shrutidhar. Once you hear, that is your permanent memory. So in Satya Treta Dwapar, till the end of Dwapar, there was only one Veda. But then Vyasdev realizes how he knows the biodata of Kali Yuga soul. Manda Sumanda Matoya Manda Bhagya Upadrita. So therefore, he divides Veda in four parts. Just like jewel in a basket, there are so many jewels. He segregates and he divides in four parts. Rig, Atharva, Sam, Yajur. And he assigns it to various rishis. And then he writes Upanishads 108. Then 18 Puranas. And he, fifth Ved is Mahabharata. And in between there he writes Bhagavad Gita. And in summary he wrote Vedanta Sutra. All four Vedas he summarized in the Vedanta Sutra. So Alpaksharam Asandigdam Saravat Vishvato Mukham Astobhyam Anavadhyam Cha Sutram Sutra Vidu Vidu. Vyasdev wrote 550 Vedanta Sutras. Those are divided in four chapters. And Vedanta Sutras called as Nyaya Prasthan. With so much logic and arguments, they convince you to about Supreme Absolute Truth. And in between two sutras, there is logical relationship. So Acharyas explained that. So Vyasdev gave Vedanta Sutra. Alpaksharam, Vedanta Sutra means very aphorism, very small. Alpaksharam, asandigdam. There are no much sandhi, vichhed, in sutras. Alpaksharam, asandigdam, saravat vishvatomukham. They are universally applied and they explain the summary of whole scriptures. Astobhyam anavadhyam cham. Astobha means you can't sing it in a meter. That is their nature. And anavadyam, they are infallible. So, sutram sutra vidu vidu. These sutras are known by various names throughout the world. So then, Vyasa writes this sutra, and this is Nyaya Prasthan. And the Nyaya system in this sutra is called as Panchanga Nyaya. Panchanga Nyaya. There is Nyaya system, it is called as Panchanga Nyaya. Pratidna Hetu Udharan Upanayan Nigaman. Pratidna means what I am putting in front of people. Hetu means what is purpose of that. Udharan, various examples we give to explain that Pratidna. Upanayan, then you take the theme more close towards the Pratidna. And Nigaman. Nigama means you give evidences from Shastra. Prabhupada covers various Shastras in his purports. which we had not never even heard. Katha Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Shetashvatara Upanishad, Yamal Tantra, various kind of thing. So, this compiled by Vyasdev. So, even after compiling this, Panchanganyay, there is Pararta, Swartha, Pratidna, Hetu, Udharan, Upanayan, Nigaman, this is Pararta. Swartha is Vishaya, Samshaya, Purvapaksha, Uttara and Sangati. So, this is another Swartha aspect of Panchanganyay. Vishaya means you put a subject in front of people, Vishaya, Samshaya, then you only arise doubt and then you only clear. Vishaya, Samshaya, Purvapaksha, what opposing parties say, what Mayavadis say, what Brahmavadis say, Vishaya, Samshaya, Purvapaksha, then Uttara, what is our answer to that? And Sangati, means you summarize the theme. So, in this way, Vyasadeva compiled Vedanta Sutra, which is Nyayaprasthan. And even after compiling everything, Narad Muni was still dissatisfied. I am missing something. What I am missing? Kimva Bhagavata Dharma na Prayana Nirupita Priyam hi Paramahamsana Tai Vachyuta Priya. Oh, I have not sufficiently glorified the relation, loving relationship between Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. So, here Narad Muni comes and changes his value system. He explains, already people are confused, bewildered, you make them all bewildered, already they are attached to sense gratification, you made it licensed now. So now, you should write the loving pastimes of devotees. Na yadvachaschitrapadam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit tadvayasam tirtamushanti manasa na yatrahamsa niramanti ushakshaya. So you have written such a things which is place of pilgrimage for crows and swans don't take pleasure in that. Then what you should compile? Tadvaga visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abaddhavati api namani anantasi yasho ankitani yat shrunavanti gayanti granati sadhava. So you should compile loving pastimes of devotees and Krishna. So even though it may be grammatically incorrect, so you should glorify it because great souls, they sing that, they expand to other and they take pleasure in that. So, great opportunity to share this wonderful literature amongst people because people have very horrible value system. What to talk about their swabhav, their shraddha is horrible in mode of ignorance. So, it is great opportunity to meet them and to give them, to change their value systems and gradually bring them here and give them training to change their swabhav, to bring them to the point of their value system, to their shraddha. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.